Adele Goulter is with us. Now, the Breast Cancer Foundation of New Zealand says one woman a month will needlessly lose her life to breast cancer because the government's refusing to uphold its promise of lifting the breast screening age to 74. Adele Gutierrez is Research Manager at the Breast Cancer Foundation of New Zealand. Tēnā koe, Adele. My name's Dale. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
One wahine dying is one too many, and you've long called for the breast screening age to include those in their early 70s. Why are we not already there, Adele?
It's in some ways just impossible to understand, Dale. It was promised way back in 2017, as you said, and we can't see any reason why this should not have happened. There have been lots of excuses put up, but the Select Committee has agreed that the excuses put up do not outweigh the risk to our kuia, our older wahine, and yeah, we need to move ahead with this now.
Can we talk about the situation with demographics in mind? Our wahine 70 to 74, how vulnerable are they to contracting breast cancer, and what age group is it most prevalent in Adele?
So their risk at age 70 is just as high as it was at age 50 when everybody's aware of that risk and going along to their regular mammograms. But now, once women stop at 69, they kind of feel like maybe their risk isn't so high anymore and they're not aware that they still have this very high risk. And unless you've got the money and the sort of effort to go and get it done privately, you could... you're very unlikely to find your breast cancer early, which is so important for successful treatment and lack of toxic and not too much toxic treatment, avoiding chemotherapy and so on. So there's a lot of good reasons to keep going at 70, but people just don't know that and it's not funded for them.
Thank you. Adele, what are your specific concerns when it comes to wahine Māori?
The wahine Māori are more likely to die of breast cancer across the board, we know that, but in their 70s, they're actually far more likely to get breast cancer in the first place than non-Māori women. So although the numbers are smaller just because it's a smaller segment of the population, the risk is actually higher. So we think, really, from the point of view of ori te tanga, equity, it's really important to keep screening wahine Māori into their 70s.
Why do you think the government appears to be sitting on their hands? They committed to roll out free mammograms into this age bracket. What's that, 6 years ago? Why do you think the government's been backtracking?
They've been saying for years now that they need an upgrade to the IT system to be in place. We entirely dispute that that's an acceptable reason not to do this. We're talking about wahine who are already in the program, staying on for two more mammograms over 5 years. The cost per woman is a few hundred dollars, and the IT system, we just don't accept that's the case. And the Select Committee agreed that was not a good enough reason not to do this.
Well, obviously, we need to raise the issues here. Why is getting more eligible women into screening, especially Māori and Pacifica women, and raising the screening age so critical? And where do we sit with our current age limit in comparison with other countries?
So internationally, some of the countries we like to compare ourselves with, like Australia, UK, parts of Europe, they're all screening to 74, 75, and that's an accepted part of their screening program now. We do need Māori to be involved in screening across all age groups. We're also interested in Māori women starting screening a bit younger, but first off the block is getting this underway because it's been promised for such a long time and it's actually cheap and easy for the system to do.
Are you hoping that Māori health organisations will join the Breast Cancer Foundation to provide a stronger tunnel towards the government to get their act together here?
Absolutely. We'd be really grateful if they would join that call because we know how important our women are and our older women to their families, to their communities, and there's plenty of life left in a 70-year-old woman on average. So, we really would love to see others supporting that call.
And I thank you for sharing some kōrero with us today. We'll follow through on it. Thanks for your time today, Adele Ngamahi.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Adele Gautier. Adele is with the Breast Cancer Foundation. Come on, government. Come on, government department.